Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Toba. It is so good to have you with me once again for a year, or this episode of A Year in the Word. Amen. Today we will be reading from Galatians chapters 1 through 3. We're starting in a new book on today. Amen. And happy Memorial Day to everyone throughout the United States. This is the day that we have set aside, the country has set aside to remember those fallen soldiers that have given their lives for this country. Amen. We are appreciative of each and every one of them. Their sacrifice has not been in vain. Amen. And we praise God, amen, for each and every family on today who has lost a loved one. We're asking God to bless you and to comfort you on today, because your loved one gave themselves for liberty, amen, for the freedom of each and every person in the United States, amen. And we do enjoy this liberty that we have in this country. There are so many places throughout the earth that do not have the liberties that we do. And I know so many times, even myself, we take those liberties for granted. But we ought to give glory to God, because we don't know when those liberties could be taken away. Amen. So many have thought that we might have them and keep them, but we don't know. We just don't know when that may be taken away. So we ought to be thankful to the Lord, thankful to God. Amen. To each and every day that we have liberty in this country. But even no matter where you are in the world, if you don't have the kind of liberties that we have in the United States, the Spirit of the Lord has given you liberty indeed, deep down in your soul and even in your surroundings in ways that we would not understand. Because when the Spirit of the Lord is present, there is liberty, there is freedom. No matter what is going on in the environment, the Spirit of the Lord can bring liberty and change that particular circumstance for those that belong to Him, so that you will not feel the impact, hallelujah, of the bondage, the impact of the lack, amen, except that it be for the Spirit of God. Oh, I know there are so many that are enduring just that, suffering for the cause of Christ, because in the place that they are, there is not the liberties that we are blessed with, blessed, I'm telling you, blessed with in the United States. I thank the Lord, amen, that He made me a part of this place, that He allowed me to be born in the United States. And I don't want to take for granted that God has given me. Amen. Liberty was not free. It's not free. Freedom has not been free. We wake up every morning and we have these freedoms, but they cost something. Somebody died for our liberty. And the same is true in the spirit. We were bound by sin. We were in bondage. We were chained and shackled. Amen. We were in slavery to sin. Glory to God. But He wrapped Himself in flesh and dwelt among us. Hallelujah. He made Himself a body down through 42 generations and dwelt among us, had like passions even as we do, being fully God and fully man. Amen. And He that was without sin took our sin upon Him. As a matter of fact, our sin was thrust upon Him on the cross, and He carried it there. Amen. And He laid down His life for each and every one of our sins, so that we would know liberty, so that we would know what freedom is, so that we would know, understand what it meant to be free in the Spirit. Glory to God. We've experienced freedom, amen, in our flesh and in this country. We've experienced these kind of liberties, but many of us still have not experienced what true freedom is, to be free mind, soul, and body. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus gave it all, and it was not free. He had to die in order for us to live. He had to die in order for us to be free, in order for our alienated relationship
to burst forth into life, in order for us to move out of this darkness that we have been bound in. Amen. To be able to come into the light. Jesus is that light. And we are walking in the light today because of his sacrifice, because of the great love that he has for each and every one of us. And every day is another opportunity, amen, for us to be refreshed in his spirit, for us to come to know him as Lord and Savior, for each and every one of us to say yes to the Lord, to his will, and to his way. Freedom is not free. Ground, amen, as though it is, but it is not. And we should never take it for granted that our freedoms, our liberties, they were not free. Amen. Somebody died that we might live. Somebody died, amen, that we might know what it's like not to be bound to slavery. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Jesus emancipated us. Jesus did. Hallelujah. He set us free from the bondage of our figurative Egypt. Glory. Hallelujah. He made us free. Glory to God. Let us remember that each and every day to tell the Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for setting us free. Amen. And he does that not even after we have been, our soul has been saved. He is still recovering us from our pains and our sorrows, the things that we have endured. Amen. So many of us have deeply embedded pains and sorrows. I am one of those that the Lord is recovering me daily from things that I've suffered in my life, things that my parents don't even know. Because if they did, they would have tried to protect me from those things. But things that I didn't realize that I was walking into ignorantly, thinking that I knew the right way and not asking God for the direction as I should have. Amen. Many of us do that all the time. And he is constantly pursuing us, constantly bringing us back to the right place, constantly. Amen. Moving us from the left, amen, to the center, from the center to the left, from the right to the center. I mean, he's constantly maneuvering our lives so that we would know what living is, so that we would have the life that he promised us, and that more abundantly, constantly in pursuit. Glory to God. He is jealous for me. He is jealous for you. He wants you to have of his abundance. He wants you to know every freedom that he sacrificed for. It's yours. He gave it to each and every one of us as a gift. First of all, saving our souls from bondage, and then learning how to live in freedom every day, mortifying our flesh. Those fleshy things that would drag us back into bondage, kicking and screaming, dragging us back. Pursuit, constantly course correcting us. I give glory to God this morning. I thank him. I thank him for course correction. Thank you, Jesus, for redirecting us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring us, renewing us, reviving us, for bringing us back to a place of right fellowship. I give glory to God on today. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your kindness toward each and every one of us. I give glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I bless the Lord. We're coming from Galatians chapters 1 through 3 on today. Amen. And we give glory to God Almighty. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your spirit, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for grace. For unmerited favor, Lord God, we thank you. For unmerited favor, we thank you, Lord God, for this great salvation. We thank you, Lord, that you are the good news. Hallelujah, for the gospel of Jesus Christ, that you came that we might be free. Free indeed, free, glory to God. You came to bring us liberty, to bring us freedom. Lord, some of us didn't even know we were bound. We didn't realize that we were bound. until freedom was introduced to us. Oh, Lord God, some of us, Lord God, have been through so much, Lord God. And we don't know, Lord Jesus, how to come forward and how to be recovered. But, Lord, I'm asking, Lord God, that you move now, Lord, throughout the atmosphere. Oh, Lord God, and that you move among your people and all those that have been called by your name. Lord God, those that have answered the call and those that have not. Oh, Lord God, let your spirit go forth, Lord God, and overtake each and every one with your mighty salvation. Put a yes on their lips and a yes in their hearts, Lord God. Allow them, Lord God, and make them to receive of your spirit even right now. Oh, Lord, that they begin to speak in tongues as the Spirit of God gives utterance, even as I pray this prayer. Oh, Lord, we come against every spirit of the enemy, every demonic presence, every witch, every warlock right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we bind the spirit of violence right now. In Jesus' name, Lord God, we bind every spirit that has come against our purpose, every spirit that has come against our freedom right now in the name of Jesus. We bind it so that it cannot move, so it cannot prosper, so it cannot continue in its assignment, but it is canceled right now in the name of Jesus. I speak life. Oh, directly from the throne of God, life and peace right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, dispatch a legion of angels into each and every home, in every atmosphere. Oh, Lord God, to take up every foul spirit, Lord God, everything that has come against the purpose of your people even right now. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I denounce and renounce every demonic presence right now in the name of Jesus. We speak life in Jesus' name. We speak health in the name of Jesus. We speak hope in the name of Jesus. We speak life and peace right now in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, you are the lift today, Lord God, and our head is lifted right now. Be ye lifted in the name of Jesus. Hey, the Lord is strong and mighty. He is mighty in battle. He is our avenger. It is Jesus is his name, and there is no other name under heaven whereby men must be saved except the name of Jesus. There's power in that name, and there is demons right now throughout the atmosphere trembling because we are calling on the saving name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Freedom in the name of Jesus. Loose, Lord God. Right now in the name of Jesus. Loose it, Lord God. Loose sickness, Lord. Loose the bands of wickedness right now in the name of Jesus. Loose it, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Loose. In Jesus' name, everything that has come against our purpose. Loose in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Bless, Lord God, in the midst of your people. Oh, my God, my God. We are reading and you're hearing from Galatians. In the name of Jesus, we praise them, amen, for power. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We praise him on today. Amen, because the Spirit of the Lord is moving and he's taking us to a different place, a different level, a different understanding. And we give glory to God. He's opening our hearts and opening our minds. We're receiving knowledge on today. We're receiving wisdom. We're receiving understanding. We're receiving the gift of the Lord on today. We're receiving breakthrough on today. We are receiving it. In the name of Jesus, it is ours. Hallelujah. That Jesus promised is mine. It's yours. Receive it right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We're reading from Galatians chapters 1 through 3. Amen. And we're going to start reading even now. Paul, an apostle, not from men nor through man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead, and all the brethren who are with me, to the churches of Galatia, grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel, which is not another. But there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we preach to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? For if I still please men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ. But I make known to you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to man, for I neither received it from man, nor was I taught it, but it came through the revelation of Jesus Christ. For you have heard of my former conduct in Judaism, how I persecuted the church of God beyond measure and tried to destroy it. And I advanced in Judaism beyond many of my contemporaries in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous for the traditions of my fathers. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me through his grace to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not immediately confer with flesh and blood, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me, but I went to Arabia and returned again to Damascus. Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and remained with him 15 days. But I saw none of the other apostles except James, the Lord's brother. Now concerning the things which I write to you, indeed before God, I do not lie. Afterward, I went into the regions of Syria and Cilicia and I was unknown by faith to the churches of Judea which were in Christ, but they were hearing only. He who formerly persecuted us now preaches the faith which he once tried to destroy, and they glorified God in me. 10 years I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas and took Titus with me, and I went up by revelation and communicated to them that the gospel which I preached among the Gentiles, but privately to those who were of reputation, lest by any means I might run or had run in vain. Yet not even Titus, who was with me, being a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised. And this occurred because of false brethren secretly brought in, who came in by stealth to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage, to whom we did not yield submission even for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. But from those who seemed to be something, whatever they were, it makes no difference to me. God shows personal favoritism to no man. For those who seemed to be something added nothing to me. But on the contrary, when they saw that the gospel for the uncircumcised had been committed to me, as the gospel for the circumcised was to Peter, for he who worked effectively in Peter for the apostleship to the circumcised also worked effectively in me toward the Gentiles. And when James, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that had been given to me, they gave me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship, that we should go to the Gentiles and they to the circumcised. They desired only that we should remember the poor, and the very thing which I also was eager to do. Now when Peter had come to Antioch, I withstood him to the face, because he was to be blamed. For before certain men came from James, he would eat with Gentiles. But when they came, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing those who were of the circumcision. And the rest of the Jews also played the hypocrite with him, so that even Barnabas was carried away with their hypocrisy. But when I saw that they were not straightforward about the truth of the gospel, I said to Peter before them all, if you, being Jew, live in the manner of Gentiles and not as Jews, why do you compel Gentiles to live as Jews? We who are Jews by nature, not sinners of the Gentiles, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Christ Jesus, that we might be justified by faith in Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law, no flesh shall be justified. But if you, while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves also are found sinners. If Christ, therefore, is Christ, therefore a minister of sin, certainly not. For if I build again those things which I have destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. For I, through the law, died to the law, that I might live to God. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness comes through the law, then Christ died in vain. Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified? This only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by hearing of faith? Are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now being made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if indeed it was in vain? Therefore, who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you? Does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Just as Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness, therefore know that only those who are of faith are sons of Abraham. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel to Abraham beforehand, saying, in you all the nations shall be blessed. So then those who are of faith are blessed with believing Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone who does not continue in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no one is justified by the law in the sight of God is evident. For the just shall live by faith. Yet the law is not of faith, but the man who does them shall live by them. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Brethren, I speak in the manner of men. Though it is only a man's covenant, yet if it is confirmed, no one annuls or adds to it. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He does not say, and to seeds, as of many, but as of one, and to your seed, who is Christ. And this I say, that the law, which was 430 years later, cannot annul the covenant firm before by God in Christ, that it should make the promise of no effect. For if the inheritance is of the law, it is no longer of promise. But God gave it to Abraham by promise. What purpose then does the law serve? It was added because of transgressions, so the seed should come to whom the promise was made. And it was appointed through angels by the hands of a mediator. Now a mediator does not mediate for only one, but God is one. Is the law then against the promises of God? Certainly not. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, truly righteousness would have been by the law. But the scripture has confined all under sin, that the promise by faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe. But before faith came, we were kept under guard by the law, kept for the faith which would afterward be revealed. Therefore, the law was our tutor to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But come, we are no longer under a tutor. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. But you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Amen. I have read and you have heard from Galatians chapters 1 through 3 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in our hearts. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. And God anoint you in the mighty name of Jesus. I praise God for the promise. We are no longer under the tutor. We're no longer under the law. We no longer need it because the promise has come. And Jesus is that promise. Amen. And we receive him by faith. Amen. As I said earlier in this broadcast, he is constantly in pursuit of us that we might understand the promise and that we might allow his spirit to give us the gift, amen, that he has so graciously given, so lovingly given to us by his sacrifice of love that he has given us. Say yes to the Lord today. Truly, today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of breakthrough. Today, your healing has come. Today, the Lord is manifesting himself in your life. If you would just say yes, yes to the Lord. Amen. The word lets us know that whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord, that one shall be saved. You shall. Amen. Jesus is knocking on the door of your heart. Say yes to him on today and be just like the men and brethren were on the day of Pentecost when they asked Peter, what then, men and brethren, shall we do to be saved? And Peter told them, repent and be baptized for the remission. Be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord wants to dwell with you, not just around you, but in you, so that he can speak to you, so that he can direct you, so that he can comfort you, so that he is healing you. Glory to God. He wants to manifest his presence in your life. Hallelujah. On your job, in your marriage, in your relationship with your children. All those things that have boggled your mind, the Lord is about to blow your mind and fix it and change your perception of all of it, because he will always be with you. Say yes to the Lord on today. Amen. He's waiting, hallelujah, to fill you up with his presence. Let him do it. Amen. Let your reading today be in the book of Acts so that you know those things that I've spoken of. Amen. Soon we will be going through that reading. Amen. And I will declare it even more perfectly to you. Amen. But look at it, because the Spirit of the Lord is here to save you. Amen. He is here, amen, to unshackle you, to remove the chains, the bondages in your mind and in your circumstance. He's here to do that for you, amen, not just one or two of us, but all of our generation. He is here, and he is pursuing you. He knows you by name. The hairs on your head are numbered. Say yes. Glory to God. Amen. Please continue with us through this journey in the Word of God. Amen. As we go forth in a year in the Word. Amen.